The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. Our Gemara discusses the way to figure out where a person's holding in the Cheshvan of Shemitah after the Churban HaBayis. And Rashi brings down that there's an argument between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. That according to the Rabbanon, the Cheshvan would be that we would count 7 times 7, and then we would have a 50th year as Yovel, and then we would, after the Yovel, we would start over again the Cheshvan of 7 times 7. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the year of Yovel is Oila and the minion of Shemitah, and Memela, the Cheshvan would be a seven times seven, and then you immediately start again counting 7 times 7. Tysus over here discusses who the Allah is like. Obviously, it's assumed to be extremely important to know when the year of Shemitah comes out. If the Allah is like the Rabbanon, then every 50 years we have to add an extra year to the Cheshvan of Shemitah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't have to add that extra year. So Taisus tries to, you know, prove that the halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda, that we would not have to cheshbon the year of Yovel into the calculation of Shemitah. The Rambam brings down a very interesting thing. He says, really, if you look at the Gemara would seem to say, like the way we've been saying till now, that the cheshbon of years would be that we would count 7 times 7, and then we would have a 50th year according to Rabbanon. And this would be, even though there was no Kedusha of Yovel in the time of the Bayis Sheni, nevertheless, like the Gemara says in Eirichin, the Rambam brings down the Gemara in Eirichin, that, and Taisus brings down over here also, that even though Yovel didn't have any Kedusha, nevertheless, there were Manu Yovel's Lekadish Shmitin. Even though in the time of the Bayis Sheni there was no Dinim of Yovel to give back the fields and to send Avodim free, and so on, nevertheless, why? Because there weren't Rav Yishvel Halal. You didn't have all the Rav of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. And also the Shvatim were not sufficiently set up in their specific lands, in their specific achuzah, their specific portion of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Kedusha of Yovel did not apply. However, it was still necessary to count the year of Yovel in order to mekadesh Shemitah, in order to make the proper calculation of Shemitah, like we said, according to the Rabbanon. So Rambam says, technically, that should be the halacha nowadays also. Even after the Churban HaBayis, we should continue to count the 50th year. And the Rambam says, Amar de Gezach. He says, Avokal HaGoinim Amru. All the Goinim said something that seems to be not like the Gemara. He says, Kol HaGoinim Amru Shem Esayris Yibidim. They have a Esayris in their hands. Ishrim Piyash. Shloim Manu Ba'isim HaShivim Shana. They didn't count in the 70 years. Shabein Churban HaBayis Rishon. Binyan HaBayis Sheni. Between the 70 years of, in the 70 years of between Churban HaBayis Rishon and Binyan HaBayis Sheni, they never counted anything other than Shemitah. El Shemitah is Bovad. Below Yoivel. Without Yoivel. V'chemi Shechar HaBoach Reino. And after the second Churban also, Loi Manu Shnas Chamishin. El Sheva Sheva Bovad. Mitchila Shnas HaChurban. That's what comes out in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah from this Cheshvan, which is a Kabbalah. In other words, our Gemara seems to say that it seems to say that we would calculate according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Taisus Vayas wants to say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam says, even though really we should pass like the Rabbanon, for some reason that's not the case, and not like what the Gemara says. And then he calculates Shnas HaShemitah according to that. The Ravid says, perhaps, the Pshat in the Goinim is because they held like Rabbi Yehuda, like Taisus said. And maybe we passed like Rabbi Yehuda, but not like the Rambam says that even though we really passed like the Rabbanon, nevertheless, we're going to make Rabbi Yehuda's calculation for some reason and disregard the Gemara in Erechim. Maybe the reason is because they passed like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Ravid gives a novel explanation for the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which would seem to come out that we would pass like the Rabbanon, and we would have to count the 50th year, the Shnas HaYovel, as not being part of the Cheshvan of Shemitah, so therefore we would have to count 50-year cycles rather than 49-year cycles. So right, it seems to be coming out that that indeed we have to count a 50-year cycle. However, the Rambam says not like that. So Reb Chaim Brisker has a shtickle on this Rambam, and he tries to explain why, according to the Rambam, we would not go like what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Erechin that during the time of the second Bayis, there were Manu Shmitas L'Kabayoyv, Manu Yoyvos L'Kadash Shmitin. So, ask Reb Chaim, why wouldn't we do that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, just like the Rambam said would have been the case? So Reb Chaim says a very interesting mahalach. He says, a chiddush. He says, he wants to say that although during the time of the Bayis Sheni, indeed, the Chachamim were Manu Yoivois, L'Kadash Shmitin, indeed, the cycle was a 50-year cycle, even though Yoivo itself had no Kedusha, but that only applied during the time of the Bayis Sheni, when there was at least a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael that had the ability to actually count that year of Yoivo. But during the 70 years between the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Binyan Bayis Sheni, and also subsequent to the Churban Bayis Sheni, when there was no longer a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael that was able to make the calculation and actually count, to do a minyan, an official counting of the 50th year, then there would be no such thing as Manu Yevos L'Kadosh Shmitin, because the concept of Manu Yevos L'Kadosh Shmitin is dependent on having a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael that can actually do the counting and officially declare the year as being Yoivol. But if there's no Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael that can make a declaration and say this year is Shnas HaYoivol, then we would automatically revert to the 49-year cycle, and we would lose the 50-year cycle. That's what Reb Chaim wants to say. The problem is that the Rambam himself wrote a tshuva that the Kesef Mishnah brings down, where the Rambam says explicitly, not like this. The Rambam was asked this question. How do the Goyim deal with the Gemara in Erechin? Doesn't the Gemara in Erechin teach us that we would have to Manu Yevos L'Kadosh Shmitin, and because of that we would have to follow a 50-year cycle? So Rambam said a very interesting answer. The Rambam said that the Gemara in Erechin is going according to the Manda Amar Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Loi Kitchel Asad Lavi. The Gemara in Erechin is going that the Kedusha of the first Bayis was not Kitchel Asad Lavi. That means that Kedusha became batel after the Churban Bayis Rishon. That's why that Gemara says that Manu Yovel Sekadosh Shmitin during the second Bayis. However, we who hold, like the Rambam explains in other places, we who hold that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita the Kitchel Asad Lavi, since the Kedusha Rishayna perpetuates even after the Churban Bayis Rishon, therefore we would say that we would not do Manu Yovel Sekadosh Shmitin. That's how the Rambam answered this question, which does not seem to be the same teretz as Reb Chaim. So, I was thinking a new approach to explain according to Reb Chaim's svara, but a little bit different than the way Reb Chaim comes out l'maisa. I was thinking that maybe, and the Kesef Mishnah really asks, that he doesn't understand the Rambam. Why would it make a difference whether or not Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asa Lavi or not, as far as the question of whether we be Manu Yevels L'Kadosh Shmitin? L'chayra, the question of Manu Yevels L'Kadosh Shmitin should be absolutely not dependent on whether or not Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asa Lavi. The Rambam does not explain what the correlation is between these two questions. Why would we say that the Gemara in Erechin, since it's going because of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Loi Kitchel Asa Lavi, that because of, as an effect of that, we would say that we would be Manu Yevos L'Kadosh Shmitin. So I wanted to explain according to Reb Chaim's Mahalach. And I think that the explanation is very simple. The Rambam is saying as follows. If you hold Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'loi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, so it comes out that as soon as there was a Churban Bayis Rishon, everything was batal. There was no Yevol and there was no Shmita. We weren't doing anything. When the Yidden came back into Eretz Yisrael, they started a new calculation. They started a calculation where they would start counting a 50-year cycle. They would have 7 times 7, and then the 50th year. And that cheshbon would not have been batal after the Churban Bayis Sheni, because the kedusha that was chal during the Bayis Sheni, either that kedusha would have continued, or at least midrabanan, we would keep the halachas of that kedusha as though that kedusha had continued on past the Churban Bayis Sheni. But regardless, we started a new calculation at the time of the Binyan Bayis Sheni because of the fact that a new Kedusha was instituted in Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, since it was a new Kedusha, Ezra and his Bezdin was Mekadosh a new Kedusha. So we started a new calculation based on that new Kedusha. However, if you say Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavi, so it comes out that when when Yehoshua ben Nun was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, in the beginning of the first settlement in Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua ben Nun created the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and now they started a cheshbon of 50 years, and they had 50 year cycles going on and on throughout the first settlement in Eretz Yisrael. And now, when the Bayis Rishon was Charev, and Klal Yisrael was chased out of Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha was never bottled. We continued to count Shemitah Midaraisa, and the Kedusha of Shemitah came every year Midaraisa. But nevertheless, like Reb Chaim says, if there's no Bezin in Eretz Yisrael present to count and declare the year as being Yovel, Summa Meila, that year cannot be declared Yovel. And that year will not have any count of Yovel, and we would have to automatically have a 49-year cycle as soon as there's no Bezin in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's possible to say that even after they came back to Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Bayis Sheni, so now there was a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael that was able to declare the year as Yovel, and maybe now we should have said that let's start going with a 50-year cycle. But it could be that the Rambam held that that would be impossible. The 50-year cycle has to be a continuous cycle from the time of when Yeshua was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. You can't start in the middle of a Yovel cycle. Because according to the Cheshbon, once they had gone into Golos Babel, they were doing seven year cycle. When they came back into Eretz Yisrael, they were in the middle of something. They were in the middle of continuing to count a 7 year, a 49 year cycle. You can't arbitrarily start to count the Yovel year wherever you want, and you wouldn't necessarily be mevatel the original Cheshbon of 49 years just because now there was a Bezin that's present to count the year of Yovel. So therefore, it makes sense to say that the Rambam is saying like this: since Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavoi, and during the 70 years of Gaul's Bavel, there was no Bezin available to count the year of Yovel, so therefore everything was bottle, and we're never going to be able to go back to the Cheshbon of Manu Yovel Zekadosh Shmitin. The Gemara in Erechin that says that we do Manu Yovel Zekadosh Shmitin, that's because the Gemara in Erechin holds that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, Veloy Kitchel Asad Lavoi. So if so, it comes out that when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, they were not in the middle of any kind of cheshbon. The 7 year cycle of Shemitah was bottled already once they left Eretz Yisrael the first time and the Kedusha was bottled. And now they were going to start another cheshbon, and that new cheshbon could be instituted with the Yovel. That cheshbon may have continued far past the Churban HaBayis. And there, because even after the Churban HaBayis, we know that there was a Bezin in Eretz Yisrael that used to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So really, this explanation should come out to answer something that Reb Chaim's explanation does not answer. Because according to Reb Chaim's explanation, that during the 70 years of Golos Bavel, there was no Bezin available, and therefore we have to do 7-7, and after the Churban HaBayis, it was the same thing. So really, there's no difference between Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel Shaita of a Kitchel Asad Lavoi, or if you say Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel Shaita of a Loi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, because regardless, the facts would be that Shemitah would come out at exactly the same time, since immediately after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was no longer a Bezin in Eretz Yisrael that would be able to count the year of Yovel. So according to Reb Chaim, not only is the Rambam's Tshuva not necessary to answer the question, the Rambam's tshuva seems to be indicating that there will be a difference in the calculations if you hold Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel Shaita of a Kitchel Asad Lavoi, or if you hold Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel Shaita of a Loi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, which according to Reb Chaim is not really true. But according to what we're saying, it's very true, because it's possible that there was a Bezin in Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years after the Churban Bayis when they would have been able to count the year of Yovel. So despite the fact that when there's no Bezin, we obviously can't count the Yovel like Reb Chaim says, and we're saying that the Rambam agrees with this. But nevertheless, there will be a major difference, because if you hold Kedusha Rishayin and Loi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, so we started a new cheshbon when the Beis Hamikdash was built, the second Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that cheshbon would have continued through hundreds of years after the Churban HaBayis. And then when Klal Yisrael was completely chased out of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Bezin available to count the year of Yovel, nevertheless, our cheshbon would certainly not be the way the cheshbon is according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the way we're explaining the Rambam, that Kedusha Rishayin and Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavoi, would say that we never restarted the cheshbon when we came back into Eretz Yisrael. So now the cheshbon according to Rabbanan, the cheshbon according to Rabbi Yehuda is exactly the same.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.